This morning, I made my coffee using Red Bull instead of water. After 15 minutes on the highway, I realized I left my car at home.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
There's nothing funny about shoplifting, of course, but two stories involving theft make me smile. Here they are. She grew up in a Christian home, so she knew better. But one day when she was 8, she couldn't resist. In a candy store in Summerland, British Columbia, a chocolate bar called her name, so she stole it. 5 years later, living 500 miles away, she prayed a prayer, asking God to forgive her of her sins. And before long, she did what she knew to do, wrote a letter to that store in Summerland, asking forgiveness and paying back her chocolate debt 5 times over. In Chicago, Illinois, a converted drug dealer, whom we'll call Eric, also came to faith in Jesus. As he began to make things right, God transformed his life. His story stopped others dead in their tracks and sent shockwaves through several churches and some banks, too. You see, years before he became a Christian, Eric was a bank teller who embezzled money. The guy was brilliant. He created a forging system that enabled him to steal thousands from depositors and avoid being caught or punished for his crime. In fact, in all his years at the bank, his lying and stealing were never once noticed. Years later, when he left the bank, the drug problem started. Then, God got a hold of Eric's life and turned him around. He began to pray, go to church, and read the Bible. And he didn't get very far in it before encountering verses like Deuteronomy 5:19, "You shall not steal," and Ephesians 4:28, "Let him who stole steal no more." Soon Eric knew exactly what to do, return to that bank, confess his crime, and accept whatever punishment was handed him. He was terrified, but whatever it took to make restitution, he was willing. Jail loomed before him, or at the very least, the sale of his home. Eric was no preacher or communicator, but one day, trembling, the former crook and drug dealer bravely pushed open a familiar bank door and asked for an audience with the manager. By now, not a soul at the bank knew him. The manager invited him to take a seat, and Eric confessed his crimes. The manager was flabbergasted. To his knowledge, this was the first confession in the history of this bank. Oh, there had been plenty of stealing, but no one owned up or made restitution. He stammered a while at first, then explained to Eric that he would have to act upon what he now knew. A meeting was hastily arranged. The president and board chair were there, as bamboozled as the bank manager. They told Eric that the statute of limitations on his crime had long run out, but still he should pay back the stolen money. But not to the bank. Instead, they suggested he put the cash in the offering plate of his local church each week until the debt was fully paid. Those counting the cash at the church would be as surprised as the officers of the bank. When the president and board chair left the meeting, only Eric and the manager remained. The manager began to weep, and he couldn't stop. Finally, he asked, "How can I become a Christian?" "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved," said Eric. So the manager did, and the two of them left the bank that day with a spring in their step that had been missing for years. Wow. As for that 8-year-old girl in Summerland, British Columbia, who stole that chocolate bar, well, I married her. She still loves chocolate. And sometimes she steals a bite from one of mine.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.org and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.